Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good morning. It's August 5th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 14, verses 12 through 14, and they read, "He said also to the man who had invited him, 'When you give a dinner or a banquet, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, lest they also invite you in return and you be repaid. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just.'" You know, we could certainly take this literal and never invite your family over to your house again, but rather just homeless strangers. And I wouldn't say you're wrong in doing so, but I would say I think you're missing the point. The crux of this parable is not who you invite over, but rather why you invite them over. What are you hoping to get out of it? The purpose of the kind deed in the parable is to bless those without getting or expecting something in return. Just freely giving and trusting that we will be rewarded in heaven for our loving kindness here. Like most things Jesus taught, this is a hard issue. And I'll add one more caveat onto this that I believe we see a lot today. Are you inviting people over so they can see what you have? Maybe how nice your home is or whatever? This, I believe, is a very common occurrence. And, you know, we just looked yesterday at a few verses prior to this about pride. You know, the pride principle still applies. So whether you're looking to reap a reward here on this earth, or I would say looking to have your pride nourished, both are bad outcomes. Instead, we need to pray to have our heart and eyes fixed on eternity. Then and only then are we going to be in a place to give freely, love freely, as our Lord gave and loved us.
Yes, and I want people to remember me for not how beautiful my home or belongings are, but for how I treated them. I want them to see Christ in me, that what I offered them was the gospel, salvation. And we have to think, why do we only invite the rich or our friends over? To impress them or think there's something in it for us to know them better? If we are kind to them in order to be repaid in some way by favors, then we will get our reward, a lousy earthly reward that is no eternal value. But what can the least of the brethren do for us? Jesus talks about how when we love the least of the brethren, we are caring for him. Whatever we do for the least of them, did we visit them in prison, clothe them, feed them, give them a drink, care for them when they were sick? This is all in line with the previous devotional about those who are last being first. If you think of yourself as first, then you won't concern yourself with those who are in a lesser position than you are.
And our psalm for the day comes from Psalm 97, verse 10. O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of the saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked.
Our proverb today comes from Proverbs 5, verse 15. Drink water from your own cistern, flowing water from your own well.
Very good proverb on sexual purity. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. That the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.